Next patient is Eufrosina Ayala. The first name, E, U, F like in Foxtrot, A like in Roger, O, S like in Sierra, I, N like in November, A, Eufrosina Ayala, A-Y-A, L like in Lima, A. This is the clinical case of an 85-year-old Filipino female. That is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The reason for the decreased kidney function is associated to nephrosclerosis, secondary to diabetes, mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, period. Today she comes with a creatinine of 1.3, a BUN of 32, an estimated GFR of 39. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio according to the results of 1 gram in 24 hours despite of the administration of SGLT2. We are going to repeat this urine creatinine ratio. Number two, diabetic mellitus, that is followed by the endocrinologist. This patient has hemoglobin A1C between 7 and 8 most of the time. The patient is taking Synjardy, S-Y-N-J-A-R-D-Y, XR10-100 once a day, in combination with a glimepiride, 1 milligram twice a day. The patient gets Januvia once a day, period. Following over arterial hypertension, the blood pressure reading today 129 over 60. This patient remains in the same body weight, 103 pounds. Following number, coronary artery disease, status post stenting, the status post PCI. The patient has been followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. Following number, peripheral neuropathy, for which he's taking rehab. She feels better. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is managed with the administration of PPIs. For the follow-up, we are going to order the laboratory workup. We invested 9 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.